Is it me, or does Donald Trump look like he needs a really, really good blowjob? I mean, let's be honest, dude. I've never seen the guy, first of all, without a suit and tie. Okay? I mean, have you ever seen him in sweats? Have you seen him in, like, a sweater? Is that like a snap-on fucking suit and tie? Like, what the fuck, dude? His fucking face is super red. And it doesn't look like he doesn't drink. I know he says he's never had... Excuse me. I know he says he's never had a sip of alcohol in his life. He looks like an Irish man that fucking drinks a lot. Anyways, like you and I know and kind of what's going on, he's banned all Muslims, which isn't good for me because that's where I score my weed. I was at the fucking LAX at the airport, and I was waiting for my fucking weed dealer to come in from Iraq because Iraq's got the fucking bomb. A lot of people think California has the best weed. It's not true. Iraq's got the bomb because they're always bombing people. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, welcome to Pauly Shore's Random Rants. It's Sunday in the fourplex. This is when I randomly rant, you know, where I want to get shit out. It's kind of like my therapy. A lot of you people go to therapy. You sit down. You go, oh, da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, you get the shit out. Me, personally, I get it out with you. I use you bastards. What do you think of that shit? I don't have any guests, like I've said previous. You're my guest. I don't stop. I can't stop. I won't stop. I think, here's why I think it's awesome that Donald Trump is our president. And a lot of you guys are going, fuck you, you piece of shit. Da 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 da. The reason why I think I'm walking through the fourplex right now, FY motherfucking I. The reason why I think, excuse me, I have to burp, one sec. Anyways, the reason why I think it's awesome that Donald Trump is our president is because it's a fucking wake-up call. And I think it's going to bring us all together. So I think, first of all, there needs to be someone on the Democratic side. Not that I'm a Democrat or a fucking Republican. I don't even know what the fuck I am. But someone on the Democratic side needs to step up and run for president. I think that Donald Trump, actually, I don't think, I know that Donald Trump just loves to create reactions off of people. I just hope the dude doesn't get assassinated, dude. That wouldn't be cool, bro. I think he likes to cause a rise. What's it called? A rise, or get a rise out of people? By, you know, signing this and then banning all this and, like, creating all this kind of conflict. But I don't know. I think the whole thing's fucking insane. You know who I feel really, really sorry for? Are kids that are in the age of, I'd say, 15 to like 20 years old. Kids that are in the age of 15 to 20 years old, they got to be like going, what the fuck is going on? Because if you think about it, the only president they knew for 8 years growing up as a kid till now is Obama. So they're kind of like, oh, America's kind of peaceful and we got this president that seems like peace and he doesn't want to fight. And then all of a sudden we elect some madman into our office, you know, and, you know, who's saying racist things, who's banning on, I mean, it's got to be confusing for the those kids from the age of 15 to 19. Super confusing. Like, they got to be going like, what the fuck is going on? You know, we had this super chill kind of guy, Obama. You know, Obama got Osama, you know, super mellow. And then from there, we go to, you know what the fuck I'm saying. Anyways, had a great show last night at the Comedy Store in the main room. It's fucking packed. I brought on stage Eliza Schlesinger, who has a new boyfriend that follows her around. She has this dog. I don't know if you guys know Eliza Schlesinger. She's a very funny, beautiful comedian. She's kind of got a sexy booty now. I don't know if you guys noticed that on her, but She has a sexy booty now. It's kind of like a little bubble butt. I'm like, fuck, that's kind of hot. Did she create some ass implants in that shit or what? But she's kind of looking hot and she's cool. But she's got this dog. I think her dog's name is Blanche. I don't know. I'm not exactly sure, but she's always got her dog with her. And her dog always follows her around. You know, her dog's like, you know, one of those type of dogs, like she brings it on stage and all that shit. And she's got this new boyfriend, sweetheart. I don't know the guy's name. I met him for a half a second backstage in the main room. Seems like a really great guy. But it's hilarious because he follows her around as well. So I guess that's the type of dude that she likes. You know, someone that just follows around like her little doggy. Now she has two little doggies, Blanche and some other dude. But anyways, it was a good, it was a fun-ass show. Jeff Ross was on the show. You guys know Jeff Ross from the Roast Battle. He's actually the writer of a new Robert De Niro film that I don't think a lot of people are going to go see. But I saw a screening the other night in L.A., private screening. Robert De Niro. Oh, actually, I have to call him Bob De Niro was there. Said, what's up across the room? He's like, Wheezy, what's up, bro? No, he didn't say that. Wait, I got to take a breather. One sec. I'm a little tired, dude. Hold on one sec. I got to burp and take a breather. Hold on. Speak amongst yourself. All right, now I'm going to have a little bit of OJ. One sec. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm a little run down or some shit. I feel like, what is it? One sec. And then I'll finish the comedian, then I'll go right back in and be run down. I'm going to just sip orange juice. One sec. Nothing like OJ on a Sunday. I'm going to sit out. Maybe that's what I need to do. Maybe I just need to take a load off and pull a load out of my ball sack at the same time. Great film. It's called The Comedian. It's with Bob De Niro. Jeff Ross from The Roast Battle was one of the writers on it. I personally love it. Again, I don't know if you'll like it. But I think it's a great story, great film, great actors. So congratulations. If you like movies about comedians, definitely go see it. It's called The Comedian, and it's coming out with Robert De Niro on Sony Classics. So that'll be coming out, I think, next week. Anyways, shit, what the fuck was I going to say? Usually when I go to a when I'm sitting down right now, usually when I get to a place in my rants where I kind of stop speaking to you guys, I usually go to an email of what you guys sent me. Like I'm getting all these emails, which is polyrants@gmail.com. So if you want to email me, tell me what you think of my rants. Tell me what you want me to rant about, and what's on your mind. A lot of people are saying they want to hear about the old days. I don't want to fucking talk about the old days. No, I'm just kidding. You know, they want to talk about, what was it like doing Encino Man? You know what? It was like lightning in a bottle. It was like lightning in a bottle. I was just, you know, so blessed at the time. I know that sounds gay and shit, but all my stars lined up when I was fucking like 19, 20, 21, 22, 23 at that time. MTV, movies, HBO specials, albums, being young and being nuts. I'm glad I made it in my 20s and not like in my 30s. Because in your 30s and 40s, if you make it at that time and you do stupid things, it looks kind of pathetic. But in your 20s, you totally have the right and carte blanche to kind of be fucking out of your mind, which I was. Yeah, so, fuck, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, being run down. Do I sound it? I think I sound a little nasally. I have ear issues. One sec, I got to blow my ears. Hold on one sec. I have a lot of ailments, but I don't let them get the best of me because I always think like I can have way worse ailments and way worse issues. You know, that's the thing about life. You always have to try to look about the positive as opposed to the negative. You know, like I always talk about this on rants, which is just, you know, the fact that we can walk, the fact that we can breathe, the fact that we have arms and legs, and we're not locked inside our, you know, our apartments or houses, and we're actually physically allowed to leave our establishment. That's another reason why I like to watch these prison shows, like MSN Lockup, one of my favorite shows, because these guys are in these cells and they're basically saying, like, yeah, I'm here for, you know, 23 hours a day, and then after this I go out in a cage, you know, I do some push-ups. And, you know, imagine that situation where you're just not allowed to leave your place. You know what I mean? Like these people being little fucking animals. A lot of you guys are going, well, yeah, these guys murdered people and they should be in a cage. Well, yeah, I'm not saying that they shouldn't, but just the fact is they're stuck in a fucking cage and it's gotta be terrible. Anyways, some of my ailments that I have, I might have shared it with you in the past. I have a crooked 2-inch penis. That's right. I have a crooked. Don't throw up. Don't throw up. No, I'm just kidding. No, I have ear. I have like kind of ear issues. You know how like when you fly in a plane, and you're up, you know, 30,000 feet, and then you land, you gotta pop your ears, and then that's a relief. You know, you feel like, oh shit, that felt awesome. Well, when I do that all the time, I always feel clogged. So, for instance, I always feel like in my ears, it's always kind of like got that pressure, you know, that fucking air pressure thing. And I'm going to do it right now. One sec. You guys can do it with me if you want. Wait, check it out. One sec. Where you try to pop the ears and all the popping shit doesn't come out. So I have like some ear, I don't know if it's called an ear disease, but it's some sort of ear ailment, and they can't really figure it out. I have this Asian doctor at Cedars-Sinai named Wu Tang. I swear to God, his name is fucking Wu Tang Clan or Wu Tang Wong or some shit. And he's fucking, you know, opening my ears and this and that. I had surfer's ear, which is a bone. Google surfer's ear if you think I'm fucking with you. A lot of you guys are going, we don't know whether to believe you or not. I'm not fucking lying. That's what's so hilarious about it. You know what I mean? So Google surfer's ear, I had that. You know, it's basically where you have this bone growth in your ear. And I don't really surf. I used to surf when I was younger. I used to surf a lot, you know. But I think it's either from traveling or going to the Korean bathhouse, or used to go to the Russian bathhouse. But that's kind of like by my old place. The Korean bathhouse is kind of close to where I live now. Wait, hold on. I got a burp. One sec. I got a burp. Hold on. I had a breakfast burrito thing that I made. So it's got a little, it's affected my chest. You know, my little crusty little baby chest. You know what I mean? So yeah, I got some ear issues. I definitely have some back issues. I had back surgery about 6 years ago or something. And a lot of people are like, would you fall out of a fucking tree? Like, no, I was a rock star in my 20s, bro. I was fucking running around, dude. What other ailments do I have? I got my ears. I got my back. I know there's something else. There's one other thing. I'm trying to think. Fuck, I can't think right now. I guess I'm just too run down. Maybe I have AIDS. Whoa, bro. No, you don't. If I did have AIDS, the first call would be to Charlie Sheen. Actually, the first call would be to Magic Johnson, then Charlie Sheen. Because they probably got the serum and the pills and all that shit, you know. So my birthday is on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I'll be flying to Miami, be staying in South Beach, and then I'm doing shows at the Improv in Fort Lauderdale. So if you're in Fort Lauderdale and you're in Miami and you're a fan of the Rants, come check me out. I'll be there Thursday, Friday, Saturday this week coming up. And I'm just going to take it easy. I'm going to try to get a little sun on my face. You know, sometimes you need some of that Miami or that Florida sunshine. A lot of people are like, dude, we're in fucking Missouri and fucking da-da-da-da-da. We don't know what the fuck you're talking about. We've never been out of our fucking little trailer park town. Well, that's not my fault, you know. You got to get out of those shit little towns. That's what's funny. Whenever I tour, people always go, man, what the fuck? You must hate it here in Tennessee. I'm like, no, I don't. I get to leave. I'm here for 2 days. It's awesome. You people are like zoo animals. You know what I mean? I'm just like trip out on this shit. But that would be interesting to like live in a small town, like a really small town, you know, like a town that doesn't have like a Chipotle or a Panera, you know, like McDonald's. I think, where was it? Anago, Wisconsin. I think the nicest restaurant was a McDonald's. How crazy is that shit? I gotta breathe 1 sec. Rants is hard, dude. I don't know how fucking like Steve Colbert and fucking Jimmy Fallon and Kimmel like do these shows every fucking night, dude. That's a grind. I had a series on what was it? It was on Fox. I think it was like 5 episodes. It was 1997. That was the beginning of the end, 1997. No, and it was a fucking grind, dude. To be on a TV series, it's a grind. But I am creating a new TV series now because I have this idea. I'm not going to tell you about it, but it's something I'm been working on. So that's pretty good. So anyways, I'll be going to Miami. I'll be down there. I'm going to be on the beach. I'm sure there's going to be paparazzi down there taking picture of me, which they always do because they like to see me as a fat Jew on the beach. Like, oh, look at this fat bastard, Pauly Shore. Look at his fucking matzo ball belly. And that's not cool, but oh, well, I'd like to work out before I get down there and lose the matzo ball belly, but I don't think that's going to fucking happen. But anyways, it's going to be nice to just kind of like get out of L.A., go down there, my birthday weekend, Super Bowl weekend. Boy, I can't wait to watch this fucking terrible fucking matchup. I hope Atlanta Falcons just takes it to Brady and just gives him a little uppercut, but I don't think it's going to happen. 1 sec, I got to breathe again. 1 sec. Anyways, I don't think it's going to happen because I think it's the whole Deflategate thing. I think what's going to happen is Brady's going to win, and the head of the NFL is going to hand him the trophy, and Brady's going to look at him and be like, "You're a fucking cocksucker. Here's my trophy. Thank you for motivating me." So really, Brady should probably say thank you to the commissioner of the NFL because of that, because he got motivated by the fact that he got banned, what was it, for 4 games. A lot of people are like, dude, I didn't know you're into fucking sports. All Jews are into sports. We like to watch it, we just don't like to play it. although we like to play basketball. Jews like to play basketball. All right, I'm getting fucking tired right now. I don't even know why I did this rant. I felt like, I don't know. You know what I mean? I feel like, wait, I got to burp. 1 sec. 1 sec. And then I'm gonna sign off. Hold on 1 sec. A lot of burps. Note to self. Don't eat breakfast burrito before you do the rants. Because then you're going to burp about 20 fucking times in the fucking rant. So, anyways, have a great Sunday. Wish me a happy birthday February 1st. I'll be 49. 1 year before 50. Who cares? It's just a number. 1 sec, another burp. And that's it. And remember, if you're feeling down, if you're feeling like the victim out there and feeling like, you know, things aren't really good for you, just remember if you have 2 arms, 2 legs, you can walk and leave your apartment and you're healthy, because then you're doing better than most. Everything else is, you know, is gravy. But if you can, if you got your health and you can, I know you, in your 20s and 30s, you might not think that that's a big deal. And also if you're disease free, like, or, you know, like you don't have cancer or fucking, you know, what about all these poor fucking people? Tumors, cancer, fucking, what is it? Hepatitis C. I saw that commercial recently. Have you, Bubba? All right, I'll stop ranting. Anyways, have a great Sunday. And enjoy the day. Enjoy your freedom. All right. And Donald Trump, do not ban my Iraqi drug dealer coming in. Later, guys. Bye. Oh, random, what is it? Polyrants@gmail.com. Hit me up. Bye. Bye.